It is the radio segment that's thinking about taking up stripping. Oh. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Tampa, Florida. 52-year-old John Earl Pickard got pulled over on Sunday night for driving over 90 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Ooh, John, where are you going?
When the cops asked him why he was speeding, John told the officer that he had to get home in a hurry because he was out cheating on his wife and needed to be back before she noticed.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, that's a gamble. Because if you're talking to a cop who's also cheating on his wife, then...
Yeah.
We all been there.
Gave him some dap and was like, all right, get out of here. Apparently, he thought the cop might have given him a break for being super honest, but instead, they ordered him to get out of the car and searched him and found a small bag of crack inside his shirt pocket.
Uh-oh, okay, a little too honest.
That was his apology gift to his wife, you guys.
He also freely admitted that he bought the crack for $50 and thought the quality was, quote, not that great.
When he said he thought being honest was great, he's being way
He's super honest.
He's literally reviewing the crack.
Yeah.
I like a good crack review now and again.
So on top of the speeding ticket, John also is facing one count of felony drug possession and probably an upcoming divorce, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
His statements are all public record now, so his wife definitely knows where he was and what he was doing, and he's due in court early next month.
God, and he was probably like, also, I stole some stuff when I was 18.
Yeah, this car is stolen too. And I kind of want to punch you in the face and assault you, officer. Just
honest.
Bring it on. This next little story is out of Thailand. Last week, a guy went into a grocery store in northeast Thailand to buy himself a nice bottle of wine.
Tasty.
But after perusing the aisle, he couldn't decide which bottle he wanted to get. So
it is hard to choose wine.
He grabbed a corkscrew from one of the displays and started opening bottles to take a sip out of them before placing them back on the shelf.
What? You can do that?
No, you can't. That's why he's in the news.
Oh, I was going to be like, I'm going to do it with vodka from now on.
Taste test, you guys.
Security cameras caught him opening 9 different bottles and tasting them before he finally settled on a wine that he actually wanted to buy.
What is this, a wine tasting, bro?
And for what it's worth, he chose a white wine from Argentina.
Interesting. Good choice. Nice.
He paid for the wine and left before the store realized what he had done, and then they called the cops. Now they're trying to use the security footage to track him down. All in all, the store says he tasted about $164 worth of wine.
Damn, he's got nice taste.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of Indiana. There's a 33-year-old guy named Nicholas Miller from Greenfield, Indiana, and last week he went to a strip club in Indianapolis, but soon they kicked him out for causing a disturbance. Well, Nicholas did not like that, so his response was, try to blow up the place.
What? That's a pretty rational response.
Yeah. Security cameras outside caught him putting a gas canister next to the building, directly underneath a gas meter, and then tying a shirt around the spigot of the gas can, taking a few drags of a cigarette, and then flicking it at the gas can before running away.
Oh my God!
This is an action movie?
What? Yeah. And I don't know, would that work?
Luckily, the can didn't light, but if it did, he could have blown up the strip club, and there were about 40 to 50 people inside at the time.
Oh,
police went to his house, and he was arrested for attempted arson and criminal recklessness.
See, I knew. I saw an episode of Mythbusters once, and cigarettes cannot light gas. It has to be an open flame, so...
So there you go. If you're planning on blowing up a strip club, watch Mythbusters. This next story is out of Texas. Nicholas and Claudia Simmons live in a residential neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas, and they put up their Christmas decorations on November 1st.
Okay.
Hey, I have no problem with this. I know some people do, but I think the day after Halloween, it's Christmas season.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Some of the decorations on their front lawn include an inflatable snowman, some reindeer, and Santa hanging from a helicopter.
Oh, cute.
But 3 days later, Nick and Claudia got a letter from their homeowners association telling them that they need to take down their decorations until, quote, it's closer to the holiday season.
Are you kidding me?
It's right. Literally 2 more weeks and it's the holiday season.
Homeowners associations are the worst.
They'll find any reason to fine you.
I mean, you know Scrooge runs an HOA. Like, let's be honest.
The letter didn't specify when exactly it would be okay to put the decorations back up. Plus, there's actually a reason they put the decorations up when they did, because Claudia is 8 months pregnant.
Aww. Cute.
Oh, so they're worried they won't be able to put up an inflatable snowman later?
She says, quote, I feel kind of heavy, so the earlier we can put out the decorations, the better. Probably in 2 more weeks, I'm not going to be able to build all of this.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, which means she's going to have a new baby after Christmas. Those things aren't coming down till July. I'm just letting you know.
And because the policy seems so vague, Nick and Claudia say they're not going to listen to the notice. Nick says, quote, we're not going to do it. It's the Christmas spirit. We're not going to be forced by the HOA to take it down.
Hey, hey.
Fight the Homeowners Association. Good for you.
For Christmas.
Start a Christmas war.
Next story is out of Attraction Headquarters. The pill is so common today that most women probably meet their husbands while they're already on it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently that leads some women to have a rude awakening when they stop taking it one day. Because a new study out of Florida State University found women who are on the pill are 10 times more likely to date an unattractive man because their bodies aren't looking to reproduce.
Dude, you guys, I put this to test in my own personal life when I was single. And when I was off the pill, I got hit on by the hottest dudes.
Really?
Oh my God. It
but
was, and literally, it got to a point where my best friend's like, you're not on the pill again, aren't you? And I'm like, no! I mean, it's great, but it's not because, whew, I don't want to have a baby. But like, man, I want to have that guy.
Researchers found that when women get married to unattractive guys and then go off the pill, they suddenly realize how ugly their spouse truly is.
Oh, no.
And ultimately, they wind up less satisfied with their sex life and their marriages overall.
How weird. You wake up one day, roll over, and you're like, what the?
What did I do?
Oh, God. We've been doing this for 10 years? Or?
However, if a woman marries a good-looking guy, the opposite effect happens. Once she goes off the pill, she's actually more attracted to him and has a better romantic life and a stronger marriage.
Dude, I got a hot husband. Met him when when I wasn't on the pill.
Oh, great. The hot guys get all the love.
Yeah. So if you're married and you're on the pill, stay on it.
Yeah.
I bet your wife's on the pill,
yeah,
Jubal.
Don't stop taking it at all. Speaking of somebody who doesn't really matter if they're on the pill or not.
Oh, no. That's a sexy turtle.
Shoes can't get pregnant anyway. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.